On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Sorry about that. Pretoria and Joburg, a maximum of 26. Mafeking, 28. We start with international news, and President Donald Trump says he will allow American oil companies to go into Venezuela to tap its massive crude reserves.
As everyone knows, the oil business in Venezuela has been a bust, a total bust, for a long period of time. They were pumping almost nothing by comparison to what they could have been pumping. We're going to have our very large United States oil companies, the biggest anywhere in the world, go in, spend billions of dollars, fix the badly broken oil infrastructure, and start making money for the country.
Yesterday, the U.S. military carried out a series of airstrikes on Venezuela's capital, Caracas, during which President Nicolas Maduro and his wife were captured. Meanwhile, the South African embassy in Caracas has confirmed all its staff are safe and that they are in contact with South Africans in the South American country who are also all accounted for. To local news, and at least two people were killed in a multi-vehicle collision on the M1 northbound just before the Glenhove Road off-ramp in Joburg this morning. JMPD spokesperson Kolani Fihla says the M1 north is fully closed at 11th Avenue, with all northbound lanes blocked to allow emergency responders to work and for accident investigations to take place. Drivers are advised to avoid the M1 north between 11th Avenue and Glenhove Road, as heavy traffic delays are expected in the Houghton and Melrose areas. Alternative routes include Oxford Road, Louis Botha Avenue and Jan Smits Avenue.
The roadway is expected to remain closed for some time while the scene is cleared and processed. Please drive with caution, yield to approaching emergency vehicles, and follow instructions of JMPD officers directing traffic at diversion points.
Staying on the roads in the N3 toll concession says heavy northbound traffic continues today as holidaymakers return to Gauteng. The toll concession's Tanya Dugras says the increased traffic is likely to result in congestion and delays along the route throughout the course of the day and well into this evening.
Road users should expect increased blue light visibility on the N3 toll route to help ensure road user compliance, and additional traffic calming measures should these be necessary. Safe driving, patience, and preparation are the real game changers for safer road trips.
Meanwhile, the Border Management Authority has also seen a significant increase in the number of travellers returning to South Africa. Speaking at the Beitbridge Border Post, Commissioner Mike Masiapato says authorities expect to process over 18,000 people today. Passenger vehicles, buses and taxis are being processed at key checkpoints while trucks are handled separately.
If you were to look at our processing areas and also the numbers here, we are very much confident that we will be able to handle the numbers. Otherwise, we were going to process them normally. Definitely, we don't have to move in that direction. We are very much ready to be able to handle all of the people.
And in football news, Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Broos has promised that his team will show no mercy when they face Cameroon tonight at 9 in the Africa Cup of Nations last 16 clash in Rabat. Broos, who led Bafana's opposition to AFCON glory in 2017, says a win is non-negotiable for the South Africans.
If you win an AFCON with a country, there's always a little place in your heart that stays for the rest of your life. That's the case also with Cameroon and me. It will always be there. I can't have mercy with them. I want to win the game because I'm coach from South Africa now. It's a special game. I have to say that.
I'm Martina van der Walt Eelers. From myself and the rest of the news team, enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Before you go running off, won't you just repeat that M1 North story for us, I believe, Doc, because it did not come up on our traffic program.
So it came through a short while ago. It's a multi-vehicle collision on the M1 northbound just before the Glenhove Road off-ramp. The M1 North is fully closed at 11th Avenue. All northbound lanes are blocked.
Wow.
Yes.
For a made eye area. And then we've got another crash. It's on the N12 East after the ramps from Edenvale Road. Thank you, Martina.
Pleasure.
And your fabulous personal assistant, Sabina.
Yes, fantastic.
Doggy Yella, catch you next weekend, maybe, huh? Maybe.
2 weeks time.
2 weeks. Speaking of looking forward to things, are you looking forward to back to school? I'm not talking to you, kids. I'm talking to the parents. Wednesday, the 14th of January. It's coming up. Further details on the news and the traffic update at jacarandfm.com, you just click on the news tab.